one of you this morning. Weather has been delightful, and yet it's good to see the warmer weather coming today. It's supposed to be up in the 40s, so we'll enjoy that, I'm sure. It is good to have visitors with us. We appreciate the fact that you've come to study with us, and our prayer is that the things we talk about this morning are going to be beneficial to you. In one sense, we're going to be looking at some things in relation to Christians and their responsibilities, but also take into account the things that you're doing in your life, whether you're a Christian or not, to see whether or not it matches up with the things we talk about this morning. If you have your Bibles open to the book of Titus, we're going to read just one verse there, and it's going to set the tone for what we're going to be talking about. In Titus, the third chapter, and verse 14, we find he simply says this as he's closing this letter to Titus. Paul is the one who has written the letter. He says, "And let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful." This passage is one of a number of passages that talks about the responsibility we have as members of a local congregation. The idea of baptism is not the idea of being baptized into a local church. It is the idea of being baptized into Christ. And then as we read and as we've been studying in the book of Acts, those who were baptized into Christ found the fellowship of believers and joined with them in their service to God. And there are many things that we're called upon to do as Christians that we need to be taking up as our responsibility. In a lesson, in a series of lessons in the near future, we're going to talk about just what it means to find a fellowship of believers. What are the earmarks of those who are serving God as a collective that we often call the church? But this morning, we want to talk about the responsibilities that we have as Christians, both individually but also collectively. We recognize that we cannot simply be baptized into Christ and then come and sit on the pew, or maybe not even come and sit on the pew at every opportunity, but rather say, "I was baptized into Christ and therefore everything's fine." Our baptism into Christ is actually the beginning of a journey that we take in our service to God. We need to remember that that responsibility of being a quality member carries with it certain things that will help us understand that responsibility. The first is the matter of having an interest as a child of God in the things that we are doing. We need to understand that indeed, as a Christian, we have a duty to want and to have to. And in doing so, we see the urgency of taking on the duties of a child of God. If we take on the attitude that it is simply so-so, we're never going to develop as a Christian that God wants us to be. And so we take on our mindset that we indeed are going to and recognize in our spiritual lives the things that are in our interest and in the interest of others, and more importantly, the interest of God. You know, back in the book of Revelation, as the seven churches are being addressed, the church at Ephesus, it was said of them there in Revelation 2, as Jesus is speaking in verse 4, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." They have been involved in so many things and trying to do so many things to get it right that they forgot their first love. So as we talk about the matters of interest, we need to recognize that it always is centered around our relationship with Christ. Every day of our lives, we should rise with that in mind, that indeed, I'm risen with Christ. Begin your day with a glorious recognition. I'm going out into the mission field to be an example of Christ to the folks I go to school with, to the people I go to work with, to my neighbors around me. It's a message that we've talked about a lot. it's a message that I'm sure that other men who have stood in this pulpit have talked about. But it is an important responsibility that we need to take on in a positive sense and have that interest. We recognize that if we find ourselves not interested, then we're probably not going to believe that it is important. We don't see ourselves actively working as a child of God, as a member, in this case, within the congregation of the Highway 157 Church of Christ. Those who are members of this congregation need to understand that it is something important. And as we talked a few weeks ago, we're going to mention again in the lesson, recognizing how important it is, we're going to do the things that we can do individually to be of assistance to the church and having an interest. I think there are indicators that will tell us just how interested we may or may not be when it comes to participation as a member of the congregation. Some of those things that we need to bring to mind and have in mind, I think, are not going to show up before you. In fact, apparently they are not going to show up before you. But I'll just tell you what was going to be listed there. One of the things happens to be your participation as a Christian within the congregation in all of the services that we have. We as a collectivity have decided that we're going to have a Bible study at 9 o'clock. We as a collectivity have decided that on Sunday afternoon we're going to have a worship service. We as a collectivity have decided that on Wednesday evenings we're going to have a Bible study. We as a collectivity have decided these things, and if we're going to be members of that collectivity, then we need to behave in an active sense, an interested sense, in participation. I recognize that for some, it might be more difficult to get here on Wednesday night because of your work schedule. In some instances, you're actually at work and not able to be here. I'm not talking to those individuals. I'm talking to each and every one of us who have the time set aside, not because we're not involved in some occupation that allows us to feed our family, but having the sense that Wednesday night Bible study is an important activity. The gospel meeting that's coming up is an important activity. The Lord willing, the men will decide what the theme of that meeting is going to be on Sunday night. And one of them is going to text me. I'll ask somebody specifically, because if you throw something out generally, nobody gets it done. But somebody's going to text me, and I'll be with Alan Malone during next week at the lecture. And I'll tell him about the selection that we made, the choices he offered us. And then as soon as I get back, we're going to put together those postcards like we had before that are going to be well done, something we can present to others, inviting them to come to the meeting. And over the course of time, we should find ourselves making sure that we're at the gospel meeting. I recognize that at times we may inadvertently schedule things that interfere. Let that be the exception and not the rule. So that as we have the meeting that begins the first Sunday of May, as we have a longer meeting that begins the first Sunday of June, and as we have a short meeting again that begins the first Sunday of November, we simply know that the first Sunday of those 3 months and most of the week of that first Sunday, our intention is to show interest in the work here and participate in the efforts to strengthen ourselves and to grow as Christians. One of the other things that is important for us to understand and see the interest in is the very spreading of the gospel. Throwing out the seed at every opportunity before us. We need to understand that indeed it is important that we as Christians find ourselves involved in the work. More than a passing interest in God's work. That's what we're talking about. It isn't something that is casual. Christianity is something that's serious. And therefore, it's going to involve for us involvement. It isn't, as I've often said, it isn't the idea of simply coming and being a pew potato. You get checked off. Henry checks your name off, and hey, that's, you've done your duty this week as a child of God. I don't think anybody here believes that. And this lesson is to reinforce within our minds that that isn't the attitude we're to have. We're to have the attitude that we're going to be involved. The idea of being a member of the congregation just implies within it the sense that we are involved in this work. And let me say, it includes, chronologically, age-wise, the youngest Christians we have in this congregation. There are aspects of your membership that involve you in the work here. You need to be readily available for that activity. In fact, I would suggest that New Testament membership is indeed an active responsibility and not a passive. There may come a time in your life when, because of health or some other difficulties that arise, you'll not be able to do the things that you do today. Let that be something that may happen. But for now, understand that membership in this congregation is a membership that involves activity, activeness that brings the cause of Christ to the light of others. You're members of Christ, and individually members of one another. We're going to read it just a moment. In fact, we'll go ahead and read it now in Romans. There in the 12th chapter, verses 3 through 5, Paul wrote to the Romans, "For I say through the grace given to me that anyone who is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." I think the point the Apostle Paul is making is that I'm accountable to you. Not just because I'm the preacher here. I'm accountable to you because I'm a member with you, and you're accountable to me. And as we've talked in the past, you look around, in front of you and behind you, there are people beside you. You're accountable to them. That's what helps us to create a tight bond as Christians. We can't overlook the responsibility. We can't overlook the involvement we have as children of God. Paul made the same point in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 25, at the end there, "For we are members one of another." You consider yourself to truly be a member here, or are you simply someone who recognized a responsibility to come to church, so you're coming to church? If that's all that's in your life as far as being a child of God, as a member of this congregation, then you're missing out on all that you can be for us as Christians. What I would hope each and every one of us do is take on the attitude that says, I want to be, and I am going to be, affected by your involvement or your lack of involvement. And again, I don't say that as the preacher. I say that as something that each of us as members who have chosen to be a part of the church here take on the attitude and let ourselves be affected. I'm affected when somebody is weaker than they could be. You're affected when somebody is weaker than they could be. And don't simply slough it off as, well, that's them. That's the way they are. If somebody finds themselves in that condition, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about trying to strengthen them? What are you going to do about improving their involvement as you go through your daily walk with others in this congregation? You have to recognize. You can't really take on an attitude, oh, I want to keep my options open. And therefore, I avoid commitments. I avoid obligation. You can't have that attitude. You must recognize that when we became members of the body of Christ, we opened ourselves to membership with others in a congregation that's devoted to the life of Christ. And therefore, we are going to be involved as children of God in the things that we are going to do. The way we think, the way we act, the idea of belonging to one another. It is absolutely essential that each and every one of us have a sense of belonging. If anyone here thinks that there is some kind of group of cliques that are ignoring you, I'm going to throw this out to you. Because I think I can do so safely. If you think that you're being ignored because there are groups of cliques here, I've not had anybody here say that to me since I've been here. But if you feel that deep within yourself, in a private conversation, call me. And I'll talk to you about it. I hope that at the end of the conversation, you don't end up persuading me there are cliques that I need to help you destroy. I think there are small groups of relationships that are good, but they're not to the exclusion of others. But together, even though they may have certain things in common, and this group may have certain things in common, all of them recognize the importance of the collectivity of the congregation. And none of those groups that happen to share something in common exclude others, because it's been my observation here that there are groups that have something in common, and yet individuals within that group are also part of a group over here that have things in common, and some there are also part of another group over here that have things in common. And there's bound to be one of those that you can feel a part of. I truly believe that. Because together, we're still working as a congregation. It's not like 1 Corinthians, when Paul was addressing there in the 11th chapter and then on into the 12th chapter, that people had separated themselves from each other in that sense of a clique. We need to recognize the importance of involvement. We need to recognize that it means taking a stand in our worship of God, in our service to God, to be properly involved. It's going to equal, going to bring about differences for good. That's what it wants. We are involved in the congregation, in our relationship. There needs also, as our last point this morning, there needs to be an intensity to the things that we are doing and the things that we are about. If there is no intensity or zeal describing your behavior before, and it is time for a self-examination in your heart. Sometimes we find ourselves losing that sense of zeal. The way to refresh that sense of zeal is to bring about the passion that comes in knowing the Word, reading the Word, being involved in the Word. So that being passionate describes who we are as children of God. What Paul told the Philippians, chapter 3 of Philippians 13 and 14 says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God Christ Jesus." As Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away." Different and lukewarmness is something that is not acceptable. To that church, to Laodicea, it is said in Revelation 3, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. He says, I'm not accepting the idea of lukewarmness from anybody. We need ultimately to do what is said in Ecclesiastes. As we approach our involvement in the church, in the 10th verse of chapter 9, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. That there be no, where there is no work, or device, or knowledge, or wisdom, in the grave where you are going. Well, later I will. Well, in a few years I will, or in a few days I will. You don't know when your time on earth is going to come. So, do the work as a child of God. Mind of the Lord in all things. Peter says this as we close our lesson this morning in 2 Peter, the first chapter. And this particular passage is a series within itself. But he said, but also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. These things are yours and abound. You will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what each one of us needs to describe. The affirmed child of God. Would you open your song books? We'll get ready to sing in just a moment when it comes on the screen. As we prepare the invitation, the passage that I love to use often is there in 1 John, the first chapter. He talks about the idea of walking in the light, that we might have fellowship with God and fellowship with one another. But if you're not in the light this morning, you need to consider the fact that you're walking in darkness and come to the light through believing that Jesus is the Christ. Coming to the light by turning away from Satan and turn to Christ and confess that He is the Son of God. Making that confession, bury that person of sin, bury them in the waters of baptism, and rise to walk in His name. If you have a need to respond to the invitation, we invite you to have a seat here in the front. Stand together and have a seat.